You're listening to the Canned Air Podcast, your sidekick in the quest for knowledge, power, and entertainment. So strap yourselves in and prepare for victory!
Everyone, and welcome to a special episode of Canned Air, your tribute to comics and pop culture. I am Jeremy Colley.
I'm Jack Doherty.
And I'm Randy Hardenbrook.
And joining us today, we have upcoming actor and producer you've probably seen in titles like Murder Comes to Town, Vengeance, Killer Neighbors, and the upcoming Tales from the Dead Zone. We welcome actor and producer Derek K. Long to the show. Derek, thank you for being here.
Great being here.
This is, again, a special episode. We got the opportunity to talk with Derek, and though we've already recorded an episode for this week, we didn't want to pass it up. We're like, yeah, we got to talk to this guy. He's got some interesting stuff under his belt, and I love, again, I just love hearing people's journey
right
into the acting world and then just into the Hollywood world at all. It's intriguing as all hell. I don't know why, but it sure is. But
it's usually different. It's so different. So
yeah. Each journey is like a snowflake, isn't it? Or a fingerprint. It sure is.
Oh, this is getting weird off of
that. Not that kind of snowflake, Randy. Oh. But before we do all that, don't forget to find us on Twitter at CannedAirPod and on Instagram at Canned_Air. If you like what we're doing, want to show your support, head over to patreon.com/CannedAirPod. $5 a month gets you access to the Canned Air Patreon pod. And also, Randy,
check us out every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on RedlineRadioLLC.com. And then every Tuesday night at 9 p.m., Jack and I do a little game show. Tune in live on Facebook and win some prizes with us.
There it is. Lots of fun. Lots of fun. I've been on the
audience
side. The audience side of that. And it's been a lot of fun. So now I got to get on the actual Canned Air side. You guys can't have all the fun anymore. But all right, well, with that all behind us, let's just turn our attention over to Derek and talk a little bit about his acting career. Thank you again, Derek, for being here. And just to start out, I'm very curious. You know, it looks like your IMDb goes back about as far as, what, like 2000, maybe 17, 18. So you're fairly new to the acting world. What is it that made you want to become an actor?
That was actually a childhood dream of mine, which really never seemed possible until past recent few years. So I just kind of followed up on that dream and all that. So
right.
It actually started to happen, believe it or not.
Now, you say in the last few years, you know, you saw opportunity. What kind of opportunity or what kind of things came around that made you think that, hey, I can chase this dream now?
I was able to start making connections. I was under the circumstances where I was able to study a little acting. I've done some acting classes here, somewhere in Virginia. I've done study acting under a ex-theater instructor in Louisville, Kentucky, for just a little bit. And then I was involved with a comedy troupe for just a little piece in Richmond, Virginia. And, of course, being able to get auditions and that type of thing.
Sure.
I just all kind of started piecing together, even though it me being in the right place at the right time to be able to do this, this was some of the circumstances. So
sure.
I'm not going to complain about it.
Of course not.
Once that ball starts rolling, it starts picking up some speed, and there you go.
And so many of the stories we have heard, you know, people making their way is just that.
Mm-hmm.
Who I knew or opportunity presented itself, you know, got plugged in with the right people.
Yep.
I mean, we know better than anyone about that, right?
Right.
That's really cool, though. So it looks like your first role on your IMDb page was you had a role in the TV docuseries Murder Comes to Town on the ID Network. Can you tell us a little bit about that and what it was like to have that first role?
Well, with this type of show, it always covers crime drama. And in this particular case, a boy had murdered his mother and father. They ran a pizza joint. And I come across this role. I was able to get the audition, and I auditioned for it, which is a detective in the case. And audition, of course, the casting director didn't get back to me for a few days. And he finally did reconnect with me, and he apologized, you know, for the delay, which was no problem. So anyhow, I got the role, and I went to the first day on set, and I was still naive. You know, I assumed that the script was going to be sent to me online or beforehand before I arrived, but the lack of communication, I got there and realized, you know, I should have had the script. So I had to scramble around, get the script, and really get myself in gear to, you know, to learn the lines, you know, on the first day.
Wow, you learned them like and, there on the spot.
Yeah, well, the first day, yeah. Of course, there was the I think a total of 4 days of filming. So, but the first day was the biggest problem, and I got through it. And I said, we shot a couple scenes that first day. Luckily, I think that the first scene might have had 2 to 3 lines for my character. But yeah, it was nerve wracking.
Sure,
I can't imagine.
I was really grinding my teeth, you know, and sweating a little bit, but. Luckily, yeah, I managed. But that was a learning experience.
But it probably, when it was over, it's probably one of those things where it's like, man, that was so cool. It was so much easier, maybe, than I was, you know. Maybe
looking back on it.
And, you know how you psych yourself up to think something's going to be more terrifying than it actually is.
Right.
I do it to myself all the time, even today. Even today. But that's really cool, man. So then this then led to your next TV series appearance, which was Vengeance, Killer Neighbors. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Vengeance is a similar genre on crime drama. This wasn't my favorite of shows. I just didn't care for the way that it's filmed and the way it's edited and produced and all that. But I played a victim on this show. I was involved with 2 neighbors, and the one neighbor was murdered alongside of a ditch. And there was a scene we had done. It was alongside of a road. And this was early January, mind you. We had a stunt coordinator on set who was showing how he wanted the gun fired and how I had a stick, like a club, in my hand, and the scene called for me to hit the son and the father with the stick. And of course they show you the way that they wanted it done, and then they show you the way they want him staggering when he's shot and the way he falls on the long side of the road. And it was my first time working with a stunt coordinator. I thought it was very interesting. And except for laying on the ground on a little thin mat in January for probably 45 minutes. But,
oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Just lay there until you're covered in snow.
Yeah.
Well, of course, you got these cops walking around with their flashlights and shell casings laying down. And of course, the stick's still laying on top of my body and all that. So, yeah, I think Vengeance comes on, is it Oxygen? The Oxygen channel?
That I'm not sure. I haven't had cable in a long time. Yeah. I don't remember.
Well, I know Murder Comes to Town comes on out of Discovery.
Right.
Okay. And Vengeance, I believe, comes on Oxygen. So
that's really cool. Now, one thing I want to really ask you about is I've heard you in another show mention about a project you were working on, and it maybe involved Corey Feldman and Bret Hart. Is this the same project, Tales from the Dead Zone?
Yes, yes.
Now, you also share, on top of acting in that, a co-producing credit on this film. Are you able to tell us anything about this because it's still in production, or is this super, like, secret stuff?
Well, it's still in production. There's been a delay on getting this wrapped up. But, yes, Feldman and Bret Hart is involved. We have finished the wraparound shoot of the film to complete it. Of course, it's a horror film.
Okay.
And it involves two rogue medical examiners who they make their living off of finding victims, let's say car crashes or that type of thing. And, you know, they're doing illegal activities on the black markets and that type of thing. And then things start to fall through for them. And you pretty much get the idea. Right.
Sure. Please don't feel like you have to break any non-disclosures just to please me. But I just wanted to say, you know, it's really cool because it typically, I would say, maybe I'm totally wrong about this, but I don't think so. It typically takes a new actor some time, you know, to really get their feet wet, do a lot of projects before one, they're producing anything, mm-hmm. and two, are working alongside big names, you know, like Corey Feldman and Bret Hart. So, I mean, how does that, you know, you started chasing this dream a few years ago. Now, here you are producing, you know, this movie and starring in this movie along with these two people you've definitely heard of before. How's that feel, man?
It almost feels unreal at times. And at other times, you know, it seems like, you know, it's just part of my job.
another day, another know, dollar, another Corey.
But, you know, you start to get the vision, you know, of the marketing side of it, you know, of course, when it comes out and the trailers and, you know, here you are with the graphics of it. And then you got, you know, Hart Feldman on it. And of course, and then, you know, your name's up there involved too. Then you start getting a sense of satisfaction, thinking things are going in the right direction. And, of course you want your audience to like it. And I can tell you it's going to have a kind of a unique ending to it. So I think you'll enjoy that.
That's I like to hear.
We like to go against type.
Exactly. That's so cool. So as far as dream roles, as far as what you are aspiring to do with your career, is this just kind of like taking it a step, a project at a time, see where it goes, or is there something you're really working toward here?
Well, you know, a dream role for me would be like in the Westerns. That's really what I'd like. But, you know, I've seen it's also come with the horror genre, and because we have another film planned after this. I think to myself, you know, this could be, you know, your thing. You know, I never thought before, you know, the horror genre. I'd always, you know, been a fan of like crime, drama, those type of sitcoms like Columbo or that. But, you know, I mean, why not horror? I mean,
why not? That
would just be as satisfying and good for my career as any other. So, yeah, exactly. I look at it, I'll take what I get.
It's so funny. We've covered so many cons and genres with this show in the past 7 years. And one thing that we've noticed big time is the community surrounding the horror genre.
Oh, yes.
It is absolutely so amazing, that community.
It's close.
Very tight-knit, very close. And not only the people who are attending, but the celebs and the actors and the talents, the writers, everybody who shows up is just as equally giving back. It's you know, we've gone to these big Comic-Cons like Wizard and stuff, and it's just very like, keep away from the celebrity. If you dare even look at him, you owe me $50, you know? And it just wasn't the case here. This was just very laid back. Anybody that was there was just so nice. There was, you know, you can take a picture, I don't care. You know, it was just very laid back and about meeting those people. It wasn't about making that dollar.
Right. They're glad that you like their stuff.
It's just such a very rich, I don't know what the word is. I want to say loving, but in the world of horror, that supportive. Doesn't sound very supportive. There we go. Supportive. That works better. Yeah. So I don't think there's a damn thing wrong with the horror community. And I mean, being an actor, I wouldn't mind being in it myself. You know, if I were an actor, not being an actor, if I were an actor, I wouldn't mind being in it myself. But, well, that's really cool, man. One last thing I want to ask you here before we cut you loose is, any advice you'd have to anybody who is right now where you were 3, 4, 5 years ago, you know, chasing that dream?
I'd say if that is your dream, chase it, but don't have a fear of rejection or failure, because you're damn sure going to run into it.
Yeah.
And, right. and that's a given. But other than that, you know, go for it. You know, you can find like-minded people, for one, that, you know, that has the same vision as you do, and, you know, other actors and you know, acting classes or yeah, and whatever you can do. That would be my advice.
That's awesome. And I hope that if they ever decide to make the old Rifleman show into a movie, that you get cast, because that would be awesome. I'm a fan of Westerns myself. At Randy and Jagger are looking at me like, what the fuck are you talking about?
No, I'm sitting here thinking that'd be a perfect reboot to me.
Yeah. Wouldn't you love to see the Rifleman come back?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Oh, that would be so freaking cool. You know, would love that.
The only thing, though, when I'd done it, in the opening sequence, when he twirls his rifle or cocks it, instead of looking to the side, I'm just going to look straight ahead.
There you go. Put your own spin on it.
Have you ever noticed that on the opening sequence when he's walking through there, he messes with his rifle, but then it's like he looks off to the right.
Yeah.
You never can figure out what he's looking at.
You're talking in the very opening sequence when it's like the Rifleman, and then he's like, dun, 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 like shoots. Yeah. With Chuck Connor. Yes. I always wonder what he was looking at, too. I never thought about that, but you're right. He's definitely not looking at you, is he?
No. Oh, man. Yeah. That's an awesome show.
I really like
Rifleman.
Love that one a lot. You can still find it sometimes on syndication if you have cable and you look around in those
like Hallmark around
channels enough. Yeah. Saturday, I remember when we had cable, we used to have Rifleman marathons.
Yeah, I'd go to the in-laws and usually that.
Oh boy, was I beside myself on that. I was beside myself, but
it should be still on MeTV.
Oh, you're right.
Okay,
and
okay.
I think we actually can get that on normal antenna. Yeah. TV here.
Oh yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah, you get on rabbit ears.
You may have just changed our life, Derek.
Well, I try, you know.
Oh man, thank you so much for being here, Derek.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, thank you for bringing me on.
Jack, what do we have on the website, sir?
Head on over to cannedairpodcast.com where you can see show highlights, guest info, listen to the show, follow us on all our social media. Become a patron, buy some merch, and if you'd like to be a guest, send us an email on your contacts page.
Yeah, we got through it, didn't we?
Jeez, yeah.
Find us on Twitter at CannedAirPod and on Instagram at Canned_Air. We already did the Patreon thing. I'm not going to do it again. Redline Radio, Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 in the morning.
Bright and early. Wake up with your boys.
Check out old episodes of Canned Air. That's what you want. Old stuff. No, I don't know why I'm talking down on our own syndication. You want to check it out?
Check it out.
Hear our roots. Find out where we come from. Right? But anyway, I think that's going to do it for this episode. So until next time, I am Jeremy Colley.
I'm Jack Doherty.
And I'm Randy Hardenbrook.
And I'm Derek K. Long.
Thanks so much for listening, everyone, and be excellent to each other.
'Branch, you should have been listening to Canned Air.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Snowjob, how'd you get your name?
G.I. Joe.
This has been a Canned Air production.
Science, science, science. Hello, podcast fans. Want to get weird with us? Come check out the Mad Scientist Podcast. We are a weekly show that looks at the history, philosophy, and hard facts behind your biggest paranormal questions.
Did the government really pay for a psychic spy program?
Yes!
Is it true that surgery got its start in grave robbing?
Yes!
Can a roller coaster really kill you?
Legally, we can't say so for sure, but sometimes, yes! Join myself, Chris Cogswell, and my co-host, Marie Mayhew, as we examine the science, philosophy, and history behind the strange and unusual. All to discover what's possible and plausible versus what's, well, just made up. Check us out wherever you find your favorite podcasts. The Mad Scientist Podcast.